Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And blow the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
In my deepest heart.
It's the funny hour on the Power of Power. So everybody, get freaky with it, get freaked out with it, and let's get laughing.
All right, everybody, it's Alfred. Brother Alfred is in the house. Welcome to the Late Night Comedy Hour. We're getting funky, getting crazy with it, getting a little silly with it. I mean, silly, you know, like silly like Joe Pesci silly, you know, funny like a clown kind of silly. I'm talking about the kind of silly, you know, where you sit there, you sit in there drinking a nice drink, and then the guy make you spit milk out your nose. That kind of funny. I'm trying to be funny over here. You trying to be funny over there. You want to relax, so get your drinks ready, get your funky going, get your craziness. I mean, the silly, the wackiness, the kind of crazy kind of shit going on. But anyways, I'm not trying to just be funny. Yes, I sound like Mike Tyson, and definitely I am not Lucretius. So it's a funk up, get the funk down, and let's get really, really cool. Now, we're going to get into it today. Listen to it with a little bit of something. There is a little bit of a laughter pause going on, and I want to get it going. So we're going to get into it. We're going to remember the classics. We're going to play the classics, comedy routines from across the world to this week and this month, and we're going to make a tribute to the greatest of greatest laughters. Everybody's going to hear them. From Bernie Mac to Cedric the Entertainer to Steve Harvey, before he went bald. You know, when the brother was raw, and when he was raw, it was a kind of funny that make you want to shit your pants, and you're sitting there trying to hold it in. You know what I'm saying? So let's get the funky, let's get it going, and let's get into the emotion of the ocean. Bernie Mac is in the house.
I'm tired, man. I'm sick, man. I was on Peachtree. There's so many Peachtrees in this motherfucker. I don't know where I tell you where I was. I'm so tired, man. These motherfuckers with these wheelchairs in these motherfucking clubs. What the fuck is up with this shit here? This motherfucker got a glove, cut off fingers and shit. Upper body strong than a motherfucker. But you got to take him to the damn floor and wipe his mouth every goddamn 15 minutes. Take your player plegic ass in the motherfucking crib. Stupid son of a bitch. Come by me, I'll take the break off your motherfucking wheelchair. Sit you on the escalator, you motherfucker. I'm tired like it is. Tired of stupid shit. I'm tired of, I got a dream. I'm tired of that motherfucker speech. I had a dream. If I hit that motherfucker one more time, I'm cutting my goddamn ear off. Somebody else had a goddamn dream. Shit. One day, we ain't gonna see it. We ain't gonna see it. Black folk gonna always beg, hook me up. I'm tired of the fucking hookup. Look out for a motherfucker. Look out for your goddamn self. Stinking son, bitch. No, I say it for you. You tired too, you scared. I'm tired of black folks begging. I got a dream that one day black folks gonna quit acting like crabs in a barrel. I got a dream that one day fat women gonna stop wearing their belly out and shit. I got a dream that one day blacks are gonna give head without talking. Am I doing it right? Shut, suck it. Don't talk, suck it. Talk afterwards. You supposed to suck dick. I don't talk when I eat pussy, dude. It's a time and place for every goddamn thing. I got a dream. I got a whole bunch of motherfucking dreams I can tell here tonight. I'm tired. I walk down Peace Street, some motherfucker laying all on the concrete. What type of shit is this? Motherfucker healthy than a motherfucker. I came home and I kicked myself. I said, what's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing.
happened? Why don't you get up, brother?
Oh, it's Bernie Mac.
Yeah, it's me. What the fuck you name on the concrete for?
I'm tired.
What are you tired from? What'd you do?
Nothing.
How the fuck do you know what you're done then, you motherfucker, you? Man, don't let me be no man, man. I have an ordinance. Any bum, fuck him up on sight. Get a hummer and knock it. Your motherfucking ass. Motherfucker. Your motherfucker. I'm bullshit. See, ever since the Key to Comedy come out, you know, black folks count your money. I done got all kind of phone calls. You doing good. That mean they count your money. 35 million. 37 million. Like we splitting it four ways. See, that's what the motherfuckers think. Y'all doing good. Motherfucker, I ain't got no goddamn money. The fame come before the motherfucking fortune. I'm still a nigga. These suits, I got to take back. My daughter boyfriend now. See, motherfuckers, they got money. You know how motherfuckers, you know, motherfuckers think you ain't never been young. Like, we ain't never talked. Man, your girl, man, you better stay well. Old man doing good. You think I ain't never said no shit like that? Mother come to my house all nice. I know a nigga. But a nigga want something nice. How you doing, sir? Like, talk right, motherfucker. Don't, sir. Call me motherfucker like you be doing behind my back. Fuck that. Ain't nobody live with me. My mother-in-law called me and told me, I got to live with you. Don't let nobody live with you. No, I'm serious. When you get older, when you get your house, fuck that. I got four bedrooms. But I put shit in it so motherfuckers can't ask me today for the night. I got a motor, my old car motors and shit in one motherfucking room. I got a coffin in another motherfucking room just in case some shit jump off, you know? I'm serious, man. I sit there all the time, man. I be fucking around. I just be watching shit, man. Flying today. Like, we progress. I was on the plane today, coming in. It was a black pilot. I was so proud to see that motherfucker, boy. I said, a black pilot? But when that motherfucker started driving, I knew he was black. Speeding down the runway, motherfucking shit. I should have known something was wrong with that motherfucker when I saw that motorcycle helmet on that motherfucker head. I knocked on the motherfucker door. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Slow this bitch down. Motherfucker, plane ain't nothing to play with, man. Everybody talking about buckle your seatbelt. See, they got some stupid ass rules. Ain't shit save you on no motherfucking plane, y'all. And motherfucking white stewards be talking to you because, you know, white folks like to give you orders. Buckle up! I said, I heard you. Buckle up now! I said, don't holler at me. I'm not hollering. I'm not buckling a motherfucker, man. I hope this plane go all off balance so I can just fly in there and tackle the fuck out your motherfucker there. Buckle a seatbelt. What the fuck a seatbelt gonna do to you? You gonna be a crushed son of a bitch. Ain't gonna make no goddamn difference. Some people say some stupid ass shit to you, man. Like, you know, like being married. My wife, I love my wife. But women say stupid shit. Y'all like to be romance. Fuck romance. Turn the music on. Put some roll pedal on the floor. Sit there, man. Fuck all that romantic shit. I'll fuck it with the news on. I don't need that bullshit. Bend over, turn around. Put your head over here. Open your legs. Pump, pump. You don't need no goddamn music for that shit. When some shit good to you, huh? Men can't see. Women can fake an orgasm. Men, we can't fake no orgasm. I don't care how cool you try to be. When you just something about tell on your ass. You pump your you can tell by the pump. Just listen. How you gonna fake? Try to fake that shit. Your face gonna tell it. You can't fake it. And if you do it too quick, they gonna cuss your ass out. Oh, motherfucker! Punk ass motherfucker! You ain't never known a woman to come quick. Man, we come quick. I think that's so unfair. Well, I'm gonna ask God, why you play us like that, man? Why we got the bus quick? You know, give me some fucking stamina. I used to be long. Now I'm just, I ain't even in the game. Motherfucker don't even start me. I'm like a bad ball player on the bench. It's the truth. But I have fun, man. But see, now success is a bitch. Depending on where you, how you look at success. I look at success like this. I say everybody's supposed to grow to another level. But when you start thinking and believing this bullshit up here, motherfucker, this is bullshit. You better still tell a joke, motherfucker. Kings and queens of comedy. Where we at? Where we at? There ain't no motherfucking kings and queens out here. We comedians. 40,000 motherfuckers. Y'all the kings. Y'all the queens. Y'all support our motherfucking ass. I ain't saying it for no applause. I'm saying like a T.I. motherfucking is. Shit, I ain't. Don't be no motherfucking fool, man. Don't start believing what the motherfuckers be putting in the paper. Great. Sell out. Phenomenal. Super. Fantastic. Genius. You know, they quick to call you a genius. Those are the most two overrated words in the world. Genius, brilliant, and black folks' word, blessed. I'm so sick of that motherfucker word, I don't know what to do, man. Next time a motherfucker tell me he blessed and beg, I'm going to hit that motherfucker right in the mouth. Come on. How you doing, brother? I'm blessed. You know, you got $2. Motherfucker, hit you right in the motherfucker mouth. That's what I tell my brother. See, my brother, my family, you know, they get caught up in this bullshit. I was over his house last night before I left with shooting pool. And, you know, when you left your kids, they see the videos, they see all that old bullshit, you know, shake it down. My little nephew, he kind of slow. You know something wrong with it. The motherfucker look like this here, something wrong. I said, man, why don't you take that motherfucker to an orthodontist, man? Don't let him suffer like that no goddamn more. Man, that motherfucker sit up there, my brother say, he said, we was playing pool. He said, man, my son keep asking me, you know, different things. He growing up. He said, I want to talk to you. So he came. I said, bring him here. So he came to me. He said, Uncle Bernie, he said, what's the difference between a hypothetical question and a realistic question? I said, well, they basically mean the same, man. But sometimes they be different. I said, for example, go upstairs and ask your mama, will she make love to the next door neighbor for $150,000? He went upstairs, he came back, and he said, Uncle Bernie, mama says she'll fuck the next door neighbor, the neighborhood, and the next block for $150,000. I said, well, go ask your sister, will she make love to the mailman for $150,000? He went downstairs, came back. He said, man, sister says she'll make love to the mailman, the milkman, and any other goddamn man for $150,000. I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. I said, you know what? Hypothetically speaking, we should have $300,000. But realistically speaking, man, y'all living with two hoes. Good night, Atlanta, y'all. Good night, y'all. that's how we feel. Black folks, man, don't be bullshit. We like to fight. We fight about nothing. Everybody in this mother room done fought over a piece of chicken. That's your fourth motherfucking piece, nigga. Say something for somebody else, some bitch. Greedy motherfucker. Who put hots on? Or we fight over some shit. We argue over direction. Go this way. Go that way. I said go to pull this motherfucker over. But we're going to see who's going to go where. Pull this motherfucker over. It was a humbug before y'all got here. Just a beautiful ass show. We got LaVert, Monique, Maze, me. Motherfucker on Sunday night. Thanksgiving coming. It was a humbug before y'all got here. Yeah. It's some motherfuckers right now. Couples ain't speaking to each other, right, motherfucker? No.
Bitch.
Yo mama, bitch. All because you dress late. Cause women, you know, y'all dress too motherfuckers. Y'all take too much motherfucking time dressing. Show started at 8, get your motherfucking ass together. Y'all be dressing at 1 o'clock. We don't leave at 9. Park would be all fucked up, waiting on your ass. We be hollering at your ass all night. Come on! I'm coming! Putting on all those goddamn clothes. Y'all look good. Well, y'all dress like the mummy. Y'all got panty bra. Couldn't be no woman. Y'all wear too much motherfucking shit for me. Pantyhose, panty bra, slip. The bra connected to the panty and shit. Your body be soggy than a motherfucker. I know your coochie just be itching like a summer, bitch. No, it do. They be trying to play that bitch off, too, boy. That's a... Woo! Boy. No, I'm not telling like it is. See, my daughter get mad now. My daughter's 24. Now, let me tell you about this wedding shit. See, women, y'all a motherfucker. Y'all a motherfucker, boy. Y'all all sitting there be crying and shit. Fuck all that motherfucking money for a goddamn wedding. Go to goddamn city hall, say you do, and get the fuck on with your goddamn life. $20,000 for a motherfucker walk down the aisle to answer a goddamn question. Am I lying, man? That don't make no goddamn sense. And women, y'all just be crying. Fuck all that goddamn crying. You ain't paying the motherfucking thing. $20,000? Shit, you better not even come to me talking about you gonna divorce my goddamn daughter. I'll have somebody kill your motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck if she got pyrrhea. You better kiss her closed mouth, motherfucker. If she get too fat, you better fuck her from the back. I don't give a fuck. Am I lying, dog? $20,000? You better eat her motherfucking pussy from the side. I'll kill that motherfucker, man. You gonna divorce me? Then they gonna tell me they gonna fly their minister in from New Orleans. He gonna cost him $3,000 to $4,000 to read 2 paragraphs. Man, fuck him. In the name of the Lord, fuck him. I read that bitch myself. He just coming. Shit. That's bullshit. Women, y'all love. You go to churches. All these black churches. Black churches bigger than this motherfucker whole place here. 4 fucking services. Nursery. Whole 9 yards. Who there? Women. Ain't number women. All up in that motherfucker. That's my pastor. That motherfucker don't even know your first name. I got the tied shit. My wife was cooking last Sunday. I got up house smelling good or something, but you know. I said, man, football coming on. I called some of the boys. Remember my wife cooking, man, come on over, we're going to jam.
I go downstairs, go get a little piece of little meat. Don't eat that. I said, what the fuck, I can't eat? It's from my pastor. Man, fuck you and your pastor. You take some food out this motherfucking house today, somebody gonna get shot. I'm not bullshitting. Fuck your pastor. In the name of the Lord, fuck him. No, fuck him. You ain't taking no food out of here. Ain't that a bitch? Better pray for some food. He ain't getting the motherfucking thing for me. My wife said, that ain't right. I said, take some shit on out of here. We're going to be in jet. I swear to God, I'm going to be choking the fuck out of your ass. Motherfucker, don't hit me like that. You crazy motherfucker. You don't let nobody hit you. My daughter and boyfriend had a fight. I told the motherfucker, you know, I don't get nobody's business, right? I came home. My wife said, they was arguing downstairs. I said, arguing? She said, I think he hit her. I said, mm-hmm. That's nigga shit. When we hung, you get ready to get fucked up. Mm-hmm. I waited all day for this motherfucker to come over. I went out, man, I couldn't get no rest. That motherfucker came. How you doing, Mr. Mack? I stole on him. Pow! I said, you hit my daughter, man? No. I said, let me tell you something. I said, you hit my daughter? I just held the pistol like that. I wasn't going to do nothing. I just wanted him to see it. Let him know what could possibly happen. I'd have shot that motherfucker, told the police that it went off. 12 times, I'd have just got it. I kid, man, you know I ain't bullshit. Y'all can fuss and fight. Don't hit my motherfucking dog. Son of a bitch, you. I'll kill you, man. I'll kill your ass dead. And then come to your funeral like a motherfucker. Come and look at you. You know how we do a funeral. Black funeral be funny than motherfucker. We say some stupid shit that funeral. I be laughing. People be thinking I'm crazy. That motherfucker ain't got no sin. Look at motherfucker dead. I ain't laughing at the dead motherfucker. I'm laughing at the reaction. I mean, look at. He ain't know the motherfucker. He ain't know him. Look at that. Always be a fat motherfucker that fall the fuck out. All the men be saying at the same time. God damn. We gotta carry this bitch out. You carry this big motherfucker out, 15 minutes later she regroup and walk and come back. Fall out again. Boy, I was so goddamn tired. I told him motherfucker we was carrying that big bitch out. I told him, I said, this is my last motherfucking time carrying this bitch out. My motherfucking nuts hurting and shit, picking this bitch up. This bitch fall out at her own risk. My friend mother died. She fat than a motherfucker, right? She said, man, you gonna be a pallbearer? I said, you must be crazy than a motherfucker. I'll be the crane driver. I ain't driving. Your mama too heavy. I love your mama, but goddamn. Now, we say some fucked up shit. You ever know that at a funeral, how we go view the body and the conversation we be having while we look at the body? That shit be funny to the motherfucker to me. They go look at the body, man. He look good, don't he? He look just like himself. Who the fuck he supposed to look like? Tell you, man, we funny. My auntie, man, explained how my cousin died for about 30 minutes. Couldn't get through with the motherfucking story. Just kept saying the same shit. Old motherfuckers do that shit. Girl, what happened? Well, it was raining real hard. And I just got my hair did. And I went to Bingo. And he came and picked me up. Because it was raining real hard, and I just got my hair did. And I didn't want my hair to fall. so I went to Bingo. And he came and picked me up. And, you know, cause it was raining real, real hard. And I said, Lord, I just got my hair did. And he didn't say nothing. I should have knew something was wrong with him because he was real quiet. Because he came and picked me up from Bingo. I won $750. I was going to give him $250. Because, you know, I wouldn't get my hair done earlier. And then I went on a Bingo. And he wasn't saying nothing. And when we got in the house, you know, I guess I was rolling my hair because I just got my hair done. And, you know, I went to Bingo, I put the money in the drawer, and I was rolling my hair. It was still raining real hard. And I heard a noise. And I said, what the fuck is that? And I went to the stairs. I said, Thurman, 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 Thurman. He ain't say nothing. I said, Thurman. Thurman, because I was rolling my hair. Because I just, you know, I got my hair done that morning. And I was sitting on the bed. I heard a noise. And I said, somebody fell, like they were breaking in. And I called, Thurman. 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 I didn't hear nothing. I went downstairs. And there he was on the floor. He was dead. I knew he was dead. I was so nervous, I called 119. I was so nervous. But it was raining real hard. I didn't even get finished rolling my hair. I had two rollers. Because I just got my hair did. And I heard a noise. I thought somebody was breaking in. That's what I thought. And I said, oh, somebody breaking in. And I said, Thurman. Thurman! 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 He didn't say nothing. He was laying on the floor like that. He was laying there. When I saw him, he was dead. Lord, I ain't never going back in that room again. I ain't never going back in there. You just be looking at him. At the funeral, this bitch was at the end of the row. All I heard, I was rolling my hair. And I said, Thurman, I said, bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up with that book. We funny. Man, a fag can't be no homosexual like me. But some of them read, I'm not bullshitting. That fat woman, they like the fuck out of me, man. I was in L.A., man, I'm a homosexual kid. Is there anything I can do for you? No, you can't do a motherfucking thing for me. Better get the fuck away from me before we be on the news. I can't even imagine a man sucking my dick for nothing. I'm not bullshit. You go to jail, I went to jail, man, twice. No, man, she don't want to do shit no more because I'm doing well. She thinks she fucking got me where she want me. When I first hooked up, she used to suck my dick in the car and all that kind of shit. No, I don't mean to honk. You know, trucks be driving past this. Now, she like she don't know how to suck dick. She don't know what the fuck she doing. Her neck hurt and all that bullshit. You know, there's about three or four sucks. She just even. I said, bitch, you got to get back in the gym. This shit don't make no motherfucking sense. Because I'm tired of shit. She's sucking it. I got to. You know. All of a sudden, man, she doing give me head on, so she ain't doing the shit right no more. I gotta show her. You know, she hitting it. Don't do it like that. Do it like this. That's bad when you don't like the taste of your own dick, eh? What the fuck is this? You gotta know how. No, man, no, fuck that. Suck the dick like you got some respect. I just don't like it. I'm getting old. That bullshit. You gotta believe shit in your heart. I can suck it. Say you said it, said I can suck it. Don't deny yourself. Say this, I can suck. I know I can suck it. It's my conviction. I know I can suck it. That's how we do. That's how women do you. When you pay rent and shit, they love your motherfucking ass, boy. He's not. He a good man. He can't fuck, though. And women decide when they gonna give a man some pussy. You ever know that shit? They go out with you 3 or 4 times. They tell their girlfriend, yeah, girl, you still going out with that ugly motherfucker? Yeah, he nice. He real nice. Girl, he took me to the Bahamas and everything. He paid for junior tuition. I think I'm going to give him a little bit tonight. I'm just going to give him a little bit. Like it's a piece of fruit or some shit. Then y'all measure the fuck. Y'all measure the pumps. Now, you got 30 pumps. Get up now. Get up. I wish a mother would tell me to get up. She had to call me. That's like rape. Don't tell me to get up. My dick go in. It's in. I don't give a fuck. She had one eye in the middle of the motherfucker's head. That motherfucker in. She tell the judge, he fucked the shit out of me. I ain't lying, man. See, I tell the truth. I ain't bullshit. I ain't trying to put on no goddamn ass. Shit, don't be fucking around with women to be teasing. Y'all be teasing, playing around and shit. Don't tease me. With a hug me in the back. Don't press. High burnt take. Look. Don't be pressing no pussy or nothing around here. Don't be doing that. This motherfucker dick is young. Eager. I'll fuck you on ABC. I don't give a fuck. My wife can catch me. What you doing? Just a few minutes. Just wait. I have to wait. Wait a minute. When I get done, then I deal with you. Oh, no, we funny. Everybody talk about, man, like, see, now I'm married 26 years, right? So everybody be talking about me and my wife, man. Y'all look good together. Y'all best friends. That's some true shit now. But see, motherfucker didn't see the motherfucker beginning. No, the motherfucker beginning was a motherfucker. Man, me and her had some humbug. Wife said, you hit your wife, you goddamn right. That motherfucker hit me. No, that's, let me tell you, my white relationships and black relationships different. We humbug. We fucking fight. That don't mean we don't love each other. Well, that's just we got disagreements. Because black women like to run your motherfucking ass, you know. My wife used to tell me, man, we first got married, you ain't going nowhere tonight. You don't tell me when the motherfucker going no goddamn well. I bet you don't go out. I bet you don't. You don't tell me when the fuck to go no motherfucking well. Go out and see what'll happen. You goddamn right I'm going out. I'm off because I want to see what the fuck is going to happen. I'm 23, 24 years old. You don't tell a motherfucker he can't go no goddamn well. She said, I tell you what you do, motherfucker. Go out. And where you going, I'm going to walk in on your motherfucking ass. Why? Boy, I went out in the goddamn wild at that goddamn part. I couldn't enjoy myself or shit. I was watching that dough like a motherfucker. I saw a motherfucker look like her. Boy, I got some motherfucking ass. But I told, like black folks, man, I told my daughter was outside playing. So, we had company over. My cousin came over with a boyfriend. We drinking brew, little business, just a little business, Drink a few brews, in case some white folks in the house, a little business. we ain't bothering nobody. My daughter said, Daddy, can I stay out a little late? I said, yeah, you stay out a little late, but motherfucker, no black folks. Stay where I can fucking see you. That means be right motherfucker there. When I come to that goddamn window, do like that there, you better do like this here. I don't give a fuck how many times I come in that motherfucking window. Man, we got to drink those brews, talking shit, laughing, take care of little business. Man, my wife said, baby girl ain't in yet. I said, damn, she all ain't. I went in the front, couldn't, no motherfucker ain't nowhere. I walked down the street, couldn't find her. Walked through the alley, my wife on the porch, you see her? You see her? You see her? Go on back in, I'll find her, I'm nervous like a motherfucker, I'll find her. I walked four blocks, two blocks this way, two blocks that motherfucker went. Walk back through the alley, all of a sudden I saw this motherfucker car pull up. My daughter getting out the back seat. Oh, man. Lady said, hi, Mr. Mack, I'm sorry. She with me. I was like, bitch, don't you say, I don't even know the motherfucker. Don't you say shit to me. Get your punk ass upstairs. You getting ready to get a whooping. I'm getting ready to whoop your motherfucking ass. You goddamn right. I went to whoop her motherfucking ass. My wife said, don't whoop her hard. I said, look, you don't tell me how to whoop my own motherfucking child. You don't tell me how to whoop her. I said, don't whoop her hard. I said, you don't tell me what the fuck to whoop her. I just told you. She said, don't whoop her hard. Fuck, don't you tell me. Before I know it, man. And you know, we make an announcement. Black folks make an announcement. They fight! They fight! Boy, I was fighting like third grade. You know, third grade, you don't block shit. You close your eyes, swinging like a motherfucker. My motherfucker hit me, I was hitting her ass. My daughter, stay fine! Made an announcement. And with black folks fight, shit, we make an announcement too. My wife cut the fuck out of me, boy. Stabbed me in the side. You know you gotta make an announcement. That motherfucker hit me with that knife. This motherfucker done cut me on the side. This bitch done cut me. Why we gotta tell a motherfucker like they can't see it? This motherfucker done bust my motherfucking head. This motherfucker done hit me in my face, y'all. Like we can't see what the fuck happened.
Shit, no, man, no. I ain't got like that. I'm a cockfucker now. I'm not ashamed to say it. Last year this time, 2 years ago, I just started 2 years ago. I can't make you think I'm no veteran, you know. I just started. I'm a cocksucker now, you know. Boy, that you got to be strong when you want to go, you know. I didn't know at first. Shit, you a cocksucker, boy, they'll kill you. Women love all sex. They love, look at them. Everybody right here, everyone, look at them. Yeah, they love it, boy. Soon you talking about, when you go to a woman, they'll file sexual harassment if you pitch them on their titty or go on the crack of their ass or something like that. Fuck is wrong with you? They'll press charges. There he is. That's the motherfucker. But if you walk up to them and say, girl, I sure like to lick your ass. Watch what they say. When? Oh, you talk about niggas and ass, they all right. You crazy, that motherfucker. You so silly, why? You silly. But you pitch them on their titty, they gonna call them. They're calling. Women love you some more sex. I just started 2 years ago, man. Eating coochie is hard work, boy. Man, when they push your head all the way down there, boy, and stuff you right there, you fucked up. Don't let them lock that elbow. When they lock it, you can't raise up. You can't. And they lock their thighs on, you can't hear shit. And they be brushing that coochie against your forehead. You be shining like a glazed donut. You can't eat no pussy and you got asthma. This bitch trying to kill me. I'm telling you. Man, the first time I did it, my wife locked that elbow. And she locked her thighs. I had to hit it upside to get loose, man. Motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you? bitch trying to kill me. See, now I know what I'm doing. See, now I'm good. You get smothered a couple of times. You wake up. You learn how to eat some pussy when that mother keeps smothering your ass. See, now I put my arm up in there. She ain't gonna smother the fuck out of me. When I eat some pussy now, I put my arm up in there. Look how I put my arm up in there, somebody. I put my arm up in there, and I lock it. They can't go nowhere. They be some hollering some of my bitches. You ain't going no motherfucker. Boy, they'll bust their head on the back of the head, boy. Boy, when you eat the pussy like that, they be weak. You know you eat pussy real good, you know how you can tell? Because in the morning they're going to call you boo. Hey, boo. Good morning, boo. You need that ass up, boy. You need that ass up. But you got to put your arm up in there. You put your arm up in there, boy, they're going to knock your goddamn head. You're going to be... Couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. I'm telling y'all too. They don't need you tripping. You ever made sex is funny. Have you ever made love to a woman? See, everybody cool. Everybody put on ass when you're in public. But it's the damn truth. All of us human. That's all we're showing. Everybody human. You do it. You say it. Your preachers do it. Everybody needs pussy. Everybody needs it. It's a goddamn lie. God looking at you. He look at you. He look at you. You look at you when you say shit. Oh, suck it, baby, suck it. Oh, put your finger in my ass. Put your finger in my ass. You ever? I'm gonna show you how sex is so fun. You ever been making love to a woman, man, and she farted? You ain't stop for shit, did you? You ain't stop for shit. It. You be tearing that ass up. Stop. But as soon as you get in the car, you talk about ass like a dog. See, Bernie, aight. You stinking ass bitch. Oh, fart on my dick and shit. Oh, what type of shit is this? It's a mean motherfucker. That'll start, that side fart will start a fight. When they cut that fart, you bitch. Don't do that bullshit no more around me, man. I'm not bullshit. Stinking ass bastard. You'll quit a woman, man. I don't care how fine she is. If she break wind on the first 2 days. You got to get to know somebody to take a shit or fart in front of somebody, man. That's years of hard work. Like, y'all tight. Y'all been dating on. Can you cut a fart in front of them? See, y'all ain't got a year. You can cut a fart, so you the nastiest son of a bitch. You the type of motherfucker to cut a fart undercover and then raise it over here and shit.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
Just saying. Because it's a new world out there. This new election changed everything. Everything has changed. And don't worry, white people, we not going to talk politics. We not going to say who voted for who. We're not going to get into that. We learned white people know how to keep a secret. Y'all didn't tell us shit this election, not nothing. We didn't know white people was up to something until they started showing white people in line voting. And all the white people looked like they had a secret to keep and shit. That... I think white people is up to something. I can't wait to see what 2018 gonna be. 2017 is already a doozy. We used to seeing people be wrong. We ain't never seen nobody be this wrong. CNN was wrong. CNN was talking big shit before the election. They had the map up, had all the states highlighted and shit. They was talking big shit. There's no, he wins here, and here. That woman came back from commercial, they was sweating and crying and shit. They was bringing all the neighborhoods up separately. Where is the niggas vote at? White people done took over now. Shit, they used to be black, ain't black no more. First thing white people took over was rioting. Yeah. Riots used to be some black shit. We'd get so mad, we'd riot. White people done took it over. White people, let me just say in front of all these minorities, y'all are terrible at it, white people. We taught y'all better than that. Y'all had a million white people out there. Y'all didn't do no damage at all. Y'all out there obeying the crosswalks and passing out orange slices, walking in single file lines. And... white people, we taught y'all. It's a riot. You gotta be willing to fuck some shit up. Y'all can't fuck the shit up because y'all own the shit. So y'all out there fucking it up and cleaning it up at the same time. Not a riot, white people. White people just out there shaking their signs hard and shit. What are you doing? You using the shake weight? I'm riding, goddammit, I'm riding. Just a new change. It's a new era. They say you don't miss what you got until it's gone. And Barack Obama is gone, children. Oh, I miss that nigga. Oh. That nigga ain't never coming back. Every time you see this nigga, he doing some more white activities. He out there parasailing and shit. Swimming with the sharks and Michael Phelps, riding horses bareback. Barack Obama, get back here. Nigga, we need you. You ain't never heard of overtime, nigga? Shit. Give us 4 or 5 months to get on our feet right now. It's crazy. They don't want to give Barack Obama no credit for nothing. Everything he did, they trying to tear it apart. If Barack Obama said, spit on the street, they'll say the opposite. Won't give that nigga no credit for nothing. That nigga did a great job while he was the commander-in-chief of these United States. He know what he did. We gonna miss it every step of the way. Michelle Obama. Showing the world what a real black stallion look like in real life. Showing that ass money can't buy. That's collard greens and cornbread and a PhD. Whole family did a good job. Sasha and Malia did a good job. They were never pregnant or kicked out of school or none of that shit. Even that little nappy-headed ass dog did a good job. He wasn't ever shitting in the front yard of the White House, getting caught on TMZ. We gotta understand that time is over. Black people, we already had our time. We already had the first black president. Now it's time for the first flaming hot Cheeto president. The little orange boys and girls know that they too can make it. If your hair's fucked up, this is your president. I can do what I want with this hair. I can do anything. That's why for tonight's hair, I look like a civil rights leader, because that's what I need to be looking like to the police. Like. Fucked up. But it's new shit now. Trump is in there. And Trump didn't wait. We didn't have to worry what the fuck Trump was finna do. Trump got on that shit immediately. Day one, Trump was on his shit. He announced his motherfucking cabinet. It was Hitler, Satan, Darth Vader. God damn, Trump. He showed up with stormtroopers and shit. Dun, 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 dun. Trump don't give a fuck. Trump don't follow nobody's rules. The president supposed to be at the White House. Our president is wherever the fuck he wanna be. He in New York, he in the South, playing golf. Our president don't give a fuck. They used to say, will your president be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning to answer the phone if it rings? Shit, yeah, our president is up. Our president is a vampire. That motherfucker sent 23 tweets at 12:30. What the fuck is you talking about? That motherfucker is on it. Like, if they had a nice, sensible president, now we finna see what America is like with a motherfucking bully in that bitch. Trump don't give a fuck. The president is supposed to think of something, then talk about it with the Senate and the Congress, pass a bill, and then do it. Trump don't give a fuck. Trump sent off 50 missiles to Syria while he was in his bathroom with an Xbox One controller. See what they say when they see that shit. Trump don't give a fuck. That motherfucker is on it, whatever the fuck it is. Barack Obama was in office 8 years, he did 8 things. He's in office 8 years, he did 8 things. Trump been in office 100 days, he done 100 fucked up things. Every time he wake up, he just sign another fucked up piece of paper. Wait till they see this when they wake the fuck up, since they want to talk. Trump do not sleep. He don't play by no rules. He don't care what the rules. History Month, he don't even know which niggas is which. He thought Ben Carson was Frederick Douglass. Some of y'all don't even believe me. He looked right at Ben Carson. He said that Frederick Douglass has been doing a great job. He's been getting more and more recognition every day. He looked right at Omarosa and said, and Harriet Tubman has been doing a great job out there in the community as well. Fucked up. Getting dangerous out there. As black people, minorities, we used to just being able to watch the news a little bit and then walk off. Not with Trump. Niggas is watching the news like it's the playoffs. Did they say anything about niggas yet? We got one more day then. One more day. Hispanic people, since y'all in here, I'm gonna let y'all know. Black people is y'all's friends. If they come after y'all, they got to come after us. And I can say that because we know if they start coming after y'all, we next anyway. Don't worry, Hispanic people. We will open up that Underground Railroad so quick. We got the blueprint. Black people, we got enough problems in America. We don't need no more problems. We know once they start coming for Hispanics, it's going to be a bunch of light-skinned niggas stuck at the border. Niggas just say, I'm not supposed to be here. I don't even speak Spanish. Trump in office, we don't know what the fuck may happen next. We thought he was going to be a war right away. We was like, we can't figure out who's going to catch it first. Is it going to be Russia? Is it going to be China, Syria, Iran, Iraq, North Korea? Who the fuck is finna get? Find out, public enemy number one is Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin? Ain't that a bitch? Fuck out of here. Fucking humor. What the fuck? You the president now. You can't take a joke, motherfucker. You announced your presidency on Comedy Central, motherfucker, after a roast. Fucked up. But I tried to tell people on the last tour, it was called conspiracy theory. I tried to tell people what the fuck was finna happen, and it done fucked around and happened. We said Trump had a chance because he was exciting, and America loves excitement. And Trump been saying exciting shit the whole time. He say shit you ain't never heard nobody say ever. Trump said, we are gonna build a wall, and we gonna make Mexico pay for it. Black people all over the world went, Mexico? What type of Mexicans does he know? He must not know no essays or no vatos. You ain't gonna make them niggas do shit. So why the fuck is we talking about building a motherfucking wall and the Mexican people have shown us they are professional at building a tunnel on your motherfucking ass. They broke El Chapo out while they was looking at him. They showed that tunnel. That tunnel was as big as this goddamn stage. Had hardwood floors, linoleum, berber carpeting, central air conditioning, vending machines. They picked him up in a little golf cart and took him to a burrow. I couldn't figure out why the fuck Trump was talking about immigration in the first motherfucking place. His motherfucking bitch ain't from here. She from somewhere else. She from Katsnatterstan. White people don't look like that. Y'all need to go check on that white woman. Every time you look at her, she look like a hostage in the interview. Someone please help me. I'm not supposed to be here. This is not what I signed up for. I said right then, I said, okay.
Yeah, that's like funny. Cat Williams. Cat Williams is there. Sorry about the little pause there. I messed up and pushed the wrong button. You know, I can be silly sometimes, but I can also be a little crazy. And I'm always on time with what I do with my rhymes. So listen up, everybody. We just want to give a shout out and say thank you for listening. We are killing it here. And remember, smile every day. And if you get down, get back on up. This is your host, your brother, your other mother, Brother Alfred, trying to make you smile.
Let's start the show.
All right, everybody. Hey, wasn't that funny? I left my pants in the other room. I can't believe I forgot it. Oh, no. Good night.